Good morning, Dr. Sasha.
Good morning, Alex. How are you going?
Very good. I mean, this has been something that's been discussed a lot, but it seems that more and more codes are starting to lay it on. But obviously the most pressing is NRL in 2 weeks. I mean, what kind of precautions has the NRL said that they're going to take?
Yeah, so the NRL is calling their return Project Apollo, which I just love. And apparently they have a 47-page document outlining their sort of biosecurity measures. And it includes, and I actually couldn't find the document online. I guess it's confidential, but it includes things like increased player testing, playing in empty stadiums, of course. So, you know, we won't have the fans back in for a little while. Limiting travel. And they're still, I think, negotiating that with some of the states. But and then there's the social isolation of players within their homes and no travel except for business and business sort of reasons. So, I mean, I'm sure it's very thorough and it's really quite fascinating, and it must have taken them a while to put together. But is it enough? I guess that's the question.
I mean, what are you most concerned about when it comes to, you know, transmission? I mean, it's not just people we're worried about. It's also surfaces, and they're passing a ball around and then they're also contacting each other. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and definitely with SARS-CoV-2, we know that there's really high levels of virus when you're infectious in the saliva and in the nose. And so, you know, contact sports, you do have a lot of kind of saliva being excreted and possibly, you know, onto the surface of balls and things like that. And the other thing that I'm concerned about is this asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic transmission of SARS-CoV-2. And so there's some papers coming out showing that, you know, up to 50% of people that they have tested, they have virus, and they have quite high levels of virus in their throat and in their nose, but they actually don't report any symptoms. So right. That's half of people who are maybe walking around with the virus or, you know, playing sport with the virus and not actually knowing that they have it. So those are the things that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you said that they could possibly be getting tests, right, before they go on the field. But does that mean they have to be tested every single time before they train? And also as well, how long does it take for a test result to come back?
Yeah, so I heard that they were going to be testing them twice a week, I think.
Wow, that's
which I think is probably reasonable. I would do at least twice a week testing. and a test, so there are a couple of different types, and if you look for the genetic material of the virus, which is RNA, very similar to DNA, we have a lab test would take about 24 hours to turn that result around, but we do have really rapid tests which are very good, but they're very expensive. But I'm sure that, you know, if NRL wanted to go back, then that could be a consideration. And they you can get a result in about 30 or 40 minutes, and it's very accurate. So
wow.
That's the kind of test that I would be looking for them to do.
And I mean, this is my last kind of concern. You know, NRL is so popular amongst kids and the entire nation. What kind of message does it send to the public about social distancing?
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing, isn't it? And I think that's been a bit of a theme across the whole pandemic, is slightly confusing messages from our different global leaders. And so it does send a message that life is returning to normal. And I take the point that, you know, life does need to return to normal eventually. But I do worry about that second wave, and if people become complacent, then we certainly will get an increase in cases. I don't think that there's any doubt about that. So we'll just have to wait and see.